Let's get an eyewitness account. Harry Coffey was up there. He was the only jockey to write a winner, because that was the only race they got run, was the first. And from all reports, he was also there helping people evacuate as well. And Harry Coffey joins us this morning. Harry, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys. Better than some, I suppose. I've got my car.
Gee, can you just describe what the scene was like to be there in person and when you first realised what was going on and the severity of it?
It's probably, when you're there yourself, it's probably not as scary as and bad as what it seems. But looking back, it was pretty, it was a pretty rough sort of situation to be involved in. But yeah, everybody was safe and very calm. The horses and participants were removed safely, and it was all sort of pretty well done. So it wasn't like it was a, you know, a scary war zone to be involved in, other than the noise. But just a little bit sad when I was walking off to my car and there was people standing in the mountain yard, the public, because obviously our cars were in a different car park, and they're watching you leave and they're standing there waiting to leave and wondering if their car had burnt or not.
So how billowing were the flames and so, Harry? Like, so the horses and people were relocated. What was the sense of urgency like? And if you're at the racetrack, I mean, where's the car park? How close to the horses and the patrons was the fire?
So the horses tie up out the back, probably a 50-metre walk from the track. And then it's another probably 50 metres to the car park that was on fire. And the float car park is situated behind the horses, which is probably another 50 metres away from the car park the fire was. But the fire itself was probably 100 metres from the float. And when it was, when the fire was going, were roaring enough that there was a situation that it could possibly start moving, which it ended up doing. It took off, and there was a spot fire start in the middle of the track. That sort of put the nail in the coffin, and the steward called the abandonment, and they started loading trucks. But there wasn't a real urgency or rush. It was a very orderly sort of situation, and everyone just sort of helped each other, got the trucks loaded, and it was a very important thing that needed to happen was that the transports were safe, because that's the way we got the horses out. So it was very well done by all the participants, and they all did a really good job, because in that situation there could have been panic set in, but we were sort of lucky enough that it wasn't a windy, real yuck sort of day. The wind was going the right way. Everyone sort of knew that. There was, you know, a lot of good horse people there that understood that there's no point panicking. We just needed to get them loaded and get them out.
What do exploding cars sound like, Harry, up close? Like the one and then another and then another. What was that like, that sound of exploding cars?
It's sort of like watching Saving Private Ryan on TV when there's bombs going off and the, or something like that. It was sort of like what you would think of a war zone being like. I hate to use that term, because obviously it would have been a lot worse being in a war zone. But yeah, you were just sort of doing your thing and mingling with people. And then, you know, in the background, there's a bang, an echoing bang, and another one after that. And you're just wondering how many cars it would be affecting. So it's sort of a bit of a weird situation, because they pushed the crowd to a safe area, which was the mountain yard. And the mountain yard, you couldn't see the actual car park itself. So they would have been hearing bangs, and nobody would have been knowing whose cars it was. And they would have all sort of been sitting there thinking, well, I wonder if that was mine every time a bang went off. So, yeah, it's pretty sort of rough scene. But, yeah, because I tell you, if I was wondering if my car was on fire, it wouldn't be a very good feeling. But, yeah. As long as the people and the horses were all right, I suppose that's all that matters. But it is still a pretty crappy situation.
And how big is it for the club? How much of a loss is it? And we know you've got such a great history and a great record at Great Western. For the club itself, their one meeting of the year, it must be devastating.
Yeah, it would be. And it's just all about them local, you know, sort of committees who are all sort of just doing it for the sake of their club. They're, you know, they're not on the payroll and that. And yeah, they'd be feeling really terrible, or something that's probably out of their hands, but in a sense feeling useless and silly, and that they've let people down, even though it's not really their fault. So, yeah, the poor buggers. I hope I hope they can sort of somehow come back from it. But I assume that everyone would be pretty understanding of the situation. But yeah, it was really terrible. But I was just super glad that the horses and the participants did such a good job, and that the conditions weren't, you know, really blustering, and that fire didn't take off and come towards the horse transports, because it could have been a lot worse.
This is a bit of an issue on, but how did the people whose cars exploded get home?
We've got an SMS asking that same question as well. I guess they would have been relying on a lot of mateship and friendship to help you home from Great Western.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people just, like, as I drove out, there's people just walking on foot to head back into town, and I assume that would have been because they caught buses there, but because the car park... nobody was allowed in the car park and nobody was allowed to leave the car park. All the buses would have been on a standstill, so people were just deciding to leave on foot, and I assume heading to the Great Western pub. But it was quite, when I was leaving, there was sort of fire trucks rushing around everywhere, and even by the time that I was leaving, ambulances were starting to turn up, and it sort of had a real bad, sad sense of feeling to it all. But I suppose, even though it is somebody's property, at the end of the day, we're lucky that it's only a car and not somebody's life.
100% right, Harry. Greg Carpenter's here. Do you want to tell him when we should run the new meeting at Great Western?
Oh, it won't worry me too much when they run it. Just as long as we don't have something like that again. But I doubt we would ever have something like that again. That was quite amazing. Not something I've seen before.
Good on you, Harry. It sounds to me we should really, really also be congratulating the volunteers from the club,
yep.
The stewards, the fire brigade, who actually arrived quite quickly. And just listening to you speak and thinking yesterday about the pictures of that spot fire inside the track, it is a very, very strong reminder of how dangerous fire can be and how quickly it can spread. So everyone involved there yesterday did such a great job to contain it, and people like yourself and all the other participants also did a fantastic job in making sure that, yeah, the race meeting didn't go ahead, but at least everyone got home safely.
Yeah, that's right. And to anyone listening, you know, they're probably thinking that it was quite a scary ordeal, but I will say that the crowd still had their sense of humour. I was having a shower preparing to leave, and one of the planes dropping water bombs into the middle of the track, he must have had a good shot and it put it out in one go, and there was still a big cheer and a heap of beers held in the air. So with everything going on, there was still some sort of sense of humour going on. But yeah, it was pretty amazing, and as I said, something I probably won't see again.
Hey, news services love getting hold of guys like you, have helped people through this inferno. Have you been labelled a hero yet, Harry?
Oh, I didn't do much. I just wrote at the meeting. It would be unlike you to carry on, Matt.
You're our hero, Harry.
Okay. Always.
What kind of car have you got, Harry?
I have a Ford Ranger, yeah, with a big bull bar on it, so I was prepared to drive through a tree to get out.
Hey, given the state of my car, and I imagine others are the same, do you reckon there were one or two when the cars exploded that went, yes?
There might have been a few blokes kicking straw under some old bombs, do you think? No, I don't know. We shouldn't lie. It was pretty terrible looking in through all the smoke and flames, thinking whose car would that be, and then another one would go up. It was quite rough, but the Lindsay Park truck was the closest truck parked to the car park, and they've got an absolute beautiful truck. And I said to Matt Pumper and JD Hayes, I said, boys, load that truck up and get out of here. You don't want David knowing that was close to the fire.
Well, of course, Lindsay Park had the great fire, didn't they? They lost everything, basically, yeah.
Harry, appreciate your time this morning just to relive what was remarkable yesterday. And as you said, the most important thing is that everyone got out safe, both horses and humans, and hopefully we'll be able to get the Great Western meeting back on very soon. Appreciate your time, H.
Good on you, boys.